This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're going to come back in just a moment and talk about farmland cash rents. We're back here on Ag Economic Insights with Brent Gloy, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, also from Purdue University and a producer from Western Nebraska. So, you know, a lot of discussion on cash rents, Brent. How do they fit, first of all, as you look towards your budget each year?
Well, Joe, you know, the number one expense for most farms when you're doing a crop budget is cash rent. And so it's a really critical decision. And recently, I would say we've been in a position where those expenses have been awful high relative to the income that farms generate when you look at a wide stretch of data.
We have seen a few declines. Can we expect any more declines looking here down the road?
Well, I think when you look at cash rents, at the end of the day, it's driven by economics. And economics right now are saying that it's sure hard to justify cash rent levels, at least where the averages of kind of our survey data tell us they are. One of the things we looked at was the ratio of cash rent relative to what you would budget to expect to get back in a return to farmland. And if you look at that over time, some interesting things kind of emerge. A lot of times, you know, when you go into the start of the year, you're doing your budgets, and it may be close. You know, the budget may not quite cover all of the return to farmland and all your other costs, but it's usually at least within spitting distance. And recently, that sure hasn't been the case. First, we went way over, you know, the expected return to farmland was a lot higher than the cash rents, but that changed rapidly. Today, if you look at like an Indiana budget, we would say that according to Purdue's budgets, farmers were expecting to cover only maybe 25 to 30 or 40% of their cash rent with their budget. So, in other words, a lot of things have got to go right for those higher rents to pay off. My guess, my view is that if we don't get some increases in commodity prices, there's going to be a lot of pressure on farmland rents again this coming year.
Now, that's a good point. To wrap it up, looks like the rental rates really kind of depend on profitability here moving forward, don't they?
Yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it depends on profitability, but it's a hard decision, a hard negotiation. You know, it's complicated because, first of all, we're making that cash rent decision before we ever put a seed in the ground, and really don't know for sure what prices are going to be. So there's a lot of uncertainty that goes into it. And then when you start changing the numbers of acres in your operation, it can get your equipment and everything else out of line real fast. So that's part of the reason rents have probably been a little bit slow to adjust downward, but My view is that given where commodity prices are at, there's going to continue to be some pressure downward on cash rents going forward.
That's Brent Gloy, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, with this week's program. For more, you can go to ageconomist.com, or you can hear this program again by going to ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.